Robin Gordon, great to have you on the program this morning. You are looking for support to present to Lake Macquarie City Council by Friday, February 17. Trying to get Belmont Baths, wonderful part of Lake Macquarie, sorted out. What's wrong with them and why are you trying to get them rebuilt? Are they getting close to the edge?
No, Belmont Baths have gone. Gonski. Belmont Baths were there in their proper form, a safe swimming form, till the 80s. And they'd been there prior to that from the 30s, 40s. And they were taken out by a lady who, with her husband, interviewed me the other day in the 80s, and those people were commissioned and put in new baths in the 80s. However, not that long after that, those beautiful new baths were taken out, and all we were left with was a rope and polystyrene balls defining an area so that perhaps craft, boats and things wouldn't come in where swimmers thought there'd be, but there were no nets beneath these things, and we didn't know.
Oh.
So we haven't had safe swimming in Belmont for a long time, and once the shark population was perceived to be increasing and people began to see the jolly sharks around the place, our swimmers decreased in what was a defined area for swimming near the Belmont dressing sheds. We now, for 10 years since we've been bleating about getting these safe swimming baths back, we've never ever received anything but no from council, and right now is the greatest hope we've ever had, because whether they're sick of our nagging or because of a fabulous survey that they instigated back in last year, they had a huge positive result to an online poll saying, do you want the baths back in Belmont? If so, why? Tell us. So they got this huge response, which is probably what's led them to at least put it on paper now. It's to be heard on Monday the 20th, which means that's the start of the process, which will start advice, discussion and so forth, until eventually it leads to the vote at council. Now, what I'm trying to do is get people to email me or give hard copy down to our surgery in Belmont. Email me at the address I'll give you when you say I can give it to your girl or give it to you, to say, yes, I support Belmont Baths, give me your name and address and tell me a couple of sentences why I support Belmont Baths. We're going to have ramps for the disabled. We're going to have decent swimming baths there again, we hope. We've got butte plans. We just don't know if it's ever going to happen until we show that our community really has really shouted in the past, give us back the baths.
Well, you know, the interesting part about that is that I've swum there a couple of times and I haven't gone all the way out, and I thought, oh, that's great. Okay, the actual solid structure's not there, but we've got these buoys out there. There's a couple of nets hanging there. I just didn't realise it was just...
No, I didn't know.
Thanks for reminding me of that. So how many signatures are you looking for and expressions of interest?
We actually have already launched in 2011 about nearly 1,400 signatures, and I haven't gone along the track of getting more petitions at this stage because they were lodged. I thought they're there forever, and it actually shows just how long our people have been supporting our quest to have the baths back. What I'm asking for now is a better form of petition in the form of an individual letter from groups or people. So we'll say the Belmont Scouts or the Belmont Church
schools
or whatever.
Schools as well.
But Todd will say, I support the Belmont Baths and my name's Todd, whatever address you live at, and I want the baths back because I'm going to teach my grandma to swim, or we're going to have kids there learning to swim, or disabled people will be able to swim in the lovely salt air. So I just want a couple of sentences from people to my email address, and I'll print them, and they will be gathered by me by about next Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we'll submit them then to the council. I need lots of community support. I'm terrified we're getting so close to the finishing line, and perhaps we haven't done enough, but there we are. We're doing our best, and we hope like crazy. I mean, we can't get easily to Swansea Baths or to Charlestown or Spears Point Baths, and what's more, there are people out here who don't want to pay to go to a turnstile to try and get your kid a swim or your family a swim on a hot summer's day. Or there are people who don't like swimming in fluorinated water who want. There are people saying, we want to swim in the salt, want to swim in the salt water. I'll tell you the other thing. There hasn't been now, since the sharks really became an issue, hasn't been a water scare on Belmont Bay for more than 12 months. And what's more, the number of kids who are allowed to go to learn to sail classes, or the nippers that used to come into Belmont Baths to train when the surf was too bad, those numbers have gone down too. The sharks may or may not be there in some people's opinion. They tell us that we're just imagining it because we've got too many iPads and phones and we can take photos.
Robin, you're very passionate about it, and I'm going to give you a chance to breathe. I love your enthusiasm. What we're going to do is, if you head to 2NURFM.com and the Todd Sargent page, there is a link to Robin's email, or give us a call here at 2NURFM 4921 5555. Robin, great cause. Fingers crossed we'll get everyone to send you information to send to council. Keep our fingers crossed. Please let us know how you get on.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for hearing me, and lovely talking to you.
Lovely talking to you too. I love speaking to people who've got passion, and yeah, it's a lovely spot, and the lake is getting cleaner and cleaner all the time. So if you would like to send Robin a line, give us a call, 4921555. We'll pass the details on, or head to 2NURFM.com, click on My Head and send the email.